Good morning. This is Jack Llewellyn, and if you want to check out all the exciting things going on at the Chamber, you can simply go to DurangoBusiness.org. And a reminder, if you're a Chamber member, you can also post all of your events for free. So if anybody looking at the Chamber site can then go, hey, we have the film festival coming up. Joni, how are you doing?
I'm good, Jack. How are you?
Well, you know, not as crazy as you this time of year.
No, you seem relatively calm.
We end up getting through the Durango Rocks, then we have other events, but that's our big, you know, our big, big event. But we don't have that going on all weekend long like you do.
No,
yeah.
But it's still a big event.
Well, it's still fun, of course. But
yeah,
hey,
always.
So when is the film festival this
the
year?
The film festival, the Durango Independent Film Festival, is February 28th to March 4th.
Oh, wow. So
two and a half weeks.
Yeah, wow. Time's flying.
I don't know. It's coming.
Seems like you were just here yesterday, so to speak.
I know.
Promoting. Well, you guys bring so many incredible films. Lots of people come in from all over town, so the economic stimulus, so to speak, of what this brings to our community. How many films are you anticipating this year?
Oh, we have it nailed down to 99 films.
Why not 100?
Why not 100? Because we had, well, last year we had 115.
Oh, wow.
Which was a lot, but it all depends on how many shorts you're showing versus how many narrative features or documentary features. So we just happen to have a few more features this year.
Okay.
And so fewer films, which is great.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, how does somebody, so you know me, every year I say I'm the big novice, not the big film buff kind of person, you know. Where do I start trying to figure out what I want to go see?
Well, you can go online to DurangoFilm.org, and our film schedule is there by day. So you could start literally Wednesday is free movie night.
Oh.
And so if you're just out in the community and not sure what it's all about, why don't you check us out and then come and show up for free movie night? It's first come, first serve. No passes are taken on opening nights.
And so what time does that all start at?
The first film screening on Wednesday night is 5:30.
5:30? Where at?
5:30 is 6, Gaslight Twin Theaters.
See? Right downtown.
Yeah, right downtown. And then we have 4 programs that night. So we have a 5:36 and I think an 8 and an 8:30. And we are showing at 8:30 our animated shorts.
Oh, how fun.
Are really popular.
Yeah.
And we're also showing an adventure program on opening night. So that's new for us to
So what's throw under that the adventure? There. I mean, I think of like ski films and stuff.
We have one that is out adventures in skiing or something like that.
Okay.
And the other one is just outdoor adventure. So a little more well-rounded, a little more things, but there is one ski program this year.
Okay, but all things adventure.
All things adventure, and we actually have a local filmmaker, Grant Gibson, whose film is in the ski adventure program this year.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Wow. So do you have any other locals that have entered and are selected, so to speak?
We've had some entered, and we have selected actually a film about the 6.5-year bear study that was done. Oh. I think it wrapped last year, but it's called Bears of Durango.
Oh, really?
And so Dr. Heather Johnson, who headed up that study, is coming down to talk about, you know, just the results and the whole process. But the filmmakers from Salt Lake.
Okay.
And so he's coming in also as well, but it's going to be a big event.
So where are they speaking then?
They are speaking out at the Durango Stadium 9 on Friday evening during the festival. So that's March 2nd at 5:30 p.m. If you don't have a festival pass, you know, you can go to the door and try to buy tickets.
Right. But usually those sell out, though, I'm assuming. I mean, they're pretty popular.
That's a 160-seat theater. So we're hoping we have plenty of room, but you never know.
So, all right, so
come early.
Get there early and get there often, as they say. But now, how does the pass work? Because that is the way to go.
The pass is the way to go because 2 of the passes will give you priority seating, and the other 2 are called punch passes, which are second tier seating. And this year we're scanning passes. And so we won't have to sit there and punch a punch pass.
Okay.
We'll just scan it. And
look at
it'll
you,
count.
Techie.
Well, we're getting there.
No, when you mention that, so I'm going to liken this to Disney World or Land, whichever one you go to, where you have that fast pass. You don't have to stand in the long line because that's, you know, the real important pass to get. Which one gets you
Those are the first tier passes.
Okay.
And so we have one gets you into all the parties, all the films that you want that you can actually get to. Come early and you'll more than likely get a seat.
Right.
The other one is called the All Film Pass, which doesn't include the parties, but our Friday night party during the festival, it's called Meet the Filmmakers Party, is open to the public. So anybody can come to that.
Oh, and where's that?
It's at the Irish Embassy Pub downstairs in the underground.
Very cool. So and you've got that going on.
So we have that going on, but the All Film is for people who really just want to see film after film after film after film, and there are people that do that.
Yeah, you know? And the price breakdown for something like that,
The
roughly.
Full price on that is $175 for the All Film.
And that gets you into every film, any film, all weekend long.
Yep.
And you go to all 90 Net
Way. And you have priority seating. It's a first-tier pass. Now, one thing we changed this year is on Saturday and Sunday during the festival, we're showing the same film in both sides of the Gaslight Theater.
Oh, wow.
And we're calling it a double screening.
A double screening.
Double screening.
Not a double feature, but a double screening.
Double screening.
Gotcha.
Because it's the same film both sides. Same time.
Now, is that the more popular ones that you anticipate? I mean, because...
We anticipate those, yes, but it's also to see more people because we've had a lot of sellouts when the Gaslight reduced their seating. And so it's our way to kind of combat that issue.
Okay. So along with when you say priority seating, does that mean that seats are already designated?
No, they're not.
Oh, so if you want to sit in the back row, you can, or you can sit in the front row. You just get to go in first.
You just get to go right.
Oh, cool.
Well, we're going to fill both sides and treat it as though it's one screening.
You get free popcorn?
No.
Okay. Not just,
well, Gaslight sells popcorn.
Oh, that's true.
But we do have one other local filmmaker, and I believe he's 13 years old now, but he was 12 when he made his film, and it's called 18 Frames. It's in our family program, and it's Aiden Hurley's film. So you can't miss that in our family program on Saturday and Sunday during the fest.
Man, how do you keep all this
creative
track? I mean, you've got this. You aren't even looking at a cheat sheet.
No. He's a creative kid, too. I've seen it. He has vision. And I see a future for him in filmmaking.
Wow. So this could be the time to see him because someday he'll be the next Spielberg, possibly.
Possibly.
He
shot it on film. So
how cool is that?
So that's a not to be missed film.
Yeah. And when is that again?
He is on Saturday and Sunday in the family program. It's out at the DS9, the Durango Stadium 9, both days. So you should be able to see it.
Very cool. Yeah. Wow. So what other... must-sees are on Joni's list.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. I do that to you every year.
We have one called Welcome to the Men's Group, and Mackenzie Astin, Patty Duke's son, and Sean Astin's brother, he's going to be here to represent that film. That's a film that he's in.
Okay.
And it's about a men's group that meets monthly, and they need therapy, boy, do they.
Well, we all do, I think, right? I mean, you know, we all have baggage, just some's checked and some's carry on.
Right,
but with
that,
this fifth film touches on that, I assume.
It does, and
Is it a comedy?
And it's really interesting. There's a lot of funny moments, but it's also a little serious and touching. And and just, you know, men do
bearing
have
their
issues.
Soul?
Yes, men have issues, too.
Yes. Well, like I said,
we all have issues. But
so
we have some great narrative features. Butterfly Caught is another one not to be missed. And one from Switzerland, which was their entry for Best Foreign Language Film for Oscar. They did not make the cut, but it's a great film called The Divine Order. So
Divine Order.
That's another one not to miss.
Wow. So now, how do you go about choosing these? I mean, that's what I always look at. Because sometimes I'm, you know, I watch a film and sometimes they win an Oscar. I'm like, I watch the film and go, really?
How
in the world were these people, you know, drunk when they were? I mean, I'm serious.
Well, it's art is subjective.
Sure.
And so, of course, not everything's going to appeal to everyone.
Right.
And so a good idea is to read the synopses and of the films and see what you want to see. We have some great documentary features this year. Skid Row Marathon is one not to miss. And one that just screened at Sundance is called Our New President. And it's about the fake news and the Russian propaganda and all that fun stuff.
Right.
And so we're showing that as well. So a lot of people might find that interesting.
So when you mention that, let me ask this. So is that the kind of film, no matter what side of the political aisle you sit on, you'll find it? okay, or is it?
I have not watched our new president yet, but right. I do notice a trend in that, yes, documentaries do not fully give you both sides a lot of times,
right?
Which, well, we all should have both sides, or be smart enough to think about both sides,
think
or
about what
realize
you want.
That there are two sides.
I mean, I'm just thinking of Michael Moore, and we all know what side he's on.
Exactly.
I mean, we all get that. And so if you're going to watch
and
film.
And unfortunately, we see a lot of those nowadays where they're very much, you know, just there's an agenda
slant.
And a little slant. Yeah.
But, you know, but then again, if you're going into it knowing that with eyes wide open, so to speak, you can sit and watch.
Right. And you can appreciate, okay, that's that side.
Right.
Know, so.
All right.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to go down that
but
political.
This film, I understand, and I have not watched it yet, but I understand when I read about it when it was at Sundance was that it's, I think the entire film is fake news.
Oh. So it's kind of entertaining then.
So it
could
will be entertaining. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, that's kind of, that's very interesting. Might have to check that one out. So website again.
DurangoFilm.org.
Okay. And the different price breakdown, $175 gets you into every single film.
Right, all film, and you'll never be able to see all the films during the fest, but you can try. We have a lot of people that try to see, you know, all day. I mean, they know how to do it. They know how to fest.
And boom, boom, get them to them. And then along with
and
that.
And then the punch pass right now, the 10 punch pass, that's 10 films, is 100.
Uh-huh.
And the 6 punch pass is 65.
Okay, and then also you have various things people can attend for free to meet the actors and directors.
We have a lot of free events. We have free panel and workshops Saturday during the festival. We actually have a free coffee talk with filmmakers at 8:30 a.m. on Thursday morning and Friday morning at our space at the Rochester Hotel. Of course, free movie night. We also are having a script reading this year. John Rabano and Charlie Hartsock have written a script. John, most of you know, or he's local. And so they're going to do a script reading with pulling together some actors, some local and that. And it's going to be really interesting.
Oh,
that's not free, but that's at the Animas City Theater on Sunday.
Oh, okay.
So it'll be really interesting.
So there's a huge
fun.
Variety. No matter, I mean, there's something for everybody, literally, for the film festival.
There is a little something for everybody. Yeah, it's not just film, but it all is film-centric. Yes.
Right. Now, how many years have you been doing this? Because hats off to you, Joni. You 13. Do a great job. What?
13.
You've been doing two years longer than I've been doing the chamber thing.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
And
I've
you're
been
so
doing...
good at that. You're so, you're
oh,
like the
whatever.
Ambassador
aren't
of Durango.
You... Yeah, whatever.
I'm more
kind.
Of a behind-the-camera kind of girl.
Yeah, but you do a great job pulling all this together because without your enthusiasm and what you do. So
great staff. I mean, we still have a volunteer staff, and they're just amazing. So
you have wonderful
really
people.
Good.
And congratulations, too. You got married in the last year, right?
I did.
Wow, congrats.
I did. Thank you.
Yeah. Say all these things I'm throwing at you. Anything that I forgot?
I don't think so. Just DurangoFilm.org. Check out the films. Hopefully, you'll be able to buy tickets at the door as well.
Right.
I mean, we invite you to try now with the Gaslight double screenings. Should be plenty of seats, we
you
hope.
Bet.
Yeah.
And if can you get tickets online or do you have to come in or can you,
you can
come into you?
You can only buy passes online
okay.
and it all gets funneled through the community concert hall ticket office. So, but you can go in person anytime and purchase a pass at the
Welcome Center.
Perfect. Yeah. And then our will call is located there during the festival as well. The Welcome
Awesome.
Fest.
Awesome. What have we forgot? We got about 30 seconds.
I don't know. What did
I don't know. You've covered a lot.
Well, we have a lot of great films,
great
shorts. We do have one short that's nominated for an Oscar right now, so don't miss that. It's called Watu Wote, All of Us. So,
Watu Wote?
Watu Wote. It's in the based on a true story shorts.
Very cool. Wow. See, we have an Oscar nomination right here in Durango. This is all happening at the film festival, the 28th of this month through March 4th. And go to DurangoFilm.org.
DurangoFilm.org.
Or stop by the Welcome Center.
Yes.
All right, Joni. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you. Happy fest.
Yeah.
Come on,
yeah.
Jack.
Woohoo. Festy. Here we go. I have to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. And for the Chamber's upcoming stuff, go to DurangoBusiness.org. Have a great day.